Well, there's Erica Rose, and the song is Lose Sleep. Hi, Erica Rose.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
All right. How are you doing?
I'm great.
Good, good. Well, I wanted to have you in because you're going to be playing at Indie Whims
yes.
this next month here,
yes.
April 24th, right?
That's correct.
So let's talk Indie Whims. What is Indie Whims?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that. So Indie Whims is actually a co-op that me and a couple of friends put together. So Shannon Taya, Hunter Frost, Areli, Keegan James, and Nocturne. We come together to create these shows and create a space for our introverts, our crafty people, our creative people, anybody that feels like they don't fit into the typical live music space can come to Indie Whims and enjoy some music, enjoy some crafts, some great food, and a great time.
It sounds just lovely, and I've been to a couple of them. It's like a magical event. How did you guys do this? What inspired you to do this?
Well, thank you for saying that, because one of our biggest inspirations is magical. That's why we want you to walk out feeling like happy and whimsical and magical. We had a meeting a couple of months ago where we came together and wanted to find solutions to make the music industry more equitable for artists and make it a more welcoming and inviting space. I believe Keegan was the first idea starter, and he brought Shannon in, and Shannon brought all of us in together. And then from there, we just started trying to craft what we thought was missing from the music scene and what we craved in the music scene as artists and concert goers. And it developed into this beautiful thing that we call Indie Whims. All of us come together, we help each other put on the shows. If we're performing, we pick up the slack for each other, vice versa. And it's just a beautiful community that we want to create, not just for the people putting on the show, but also everybody coming and attending and participating.
Very cool. Now, how did you settle on going to September's too?
So we just love September's too. It's
yeah.
a great venue.
Oh
my gosh. I've eaten there before, and I had one time. Every time I'm there now, I'm eating a burger, the jalapeno burger. Whew, it is good. That is the truth, not even for the advertisement. So Shannon actually had a relationship with Brandy at September's 2, and Shannon suggested September's 2, suggested it because she's been there multiple times. Just the food is fantastic. The drinks are fantastic. The staff emulate the vibe that we wanted to curate, where they're welcoming, inviting, friendly, and all of the regulars all of the regulars have that same energy to them as well. They've become an amazing part of our Indie Whims community. So from there, we just reached out to Brandy and asked if she would be interested, and now it's our home.
Very cool. Very cool. We're talking with Erica Rose. Indie Whims, the next concert's April 24th. Who's playing? Besides, you're playing,
yes,
right?
Yes, I'm playing. I'm playing with my band, Erica Rose and the Thorns. But we also have Kai McClinton and Nikki Chaos with Curious Comet. So it's going to be an amazing lineup, and it's a 90s fever theme. So I know I am bringing some fun 90s powerful songs, and I'm sure our other artists are going to bring some as well.
Are we able to know some of those songs, or are we keeping those secret for the moment?
I mean, Chris, I can't keep a secret, so you're really putting me on the spot. If anybody knows, I cannot keep a secret. There is definitely going to be some, no doubt, for sure.
Uh-huh.
So I'll give you that much. Give you that much.
That sounds like fun. Again, this is at September's 2, it's April 24th, and it's Indie Whims. Now, where can folks go to find out more information about Indie Whims and how to sort of participate?
Yes. So I'm going to send you to two places. The first place I'm going to send you is our Instagram, which is troop_productions. Troop is spelled TROUPE, and productions has an S on the end of it. And I'm also going to send you to our website to RSVP, which is keeganjamesmusic.com/events.
Awesome. Well, that sounds really cool. And can we talk a little bit about this RSVP?
Yes. What,
why is it that you guys are looking for an RSVP?
Well, we had an amazing turnout at our first two events. So we wanted to ensure that we're reserving space for those that need it. So for our crafty people that need a craft table area to spread out. We want to make sure they have the space to do that. Or anybody else that needs additional accommodations, if they need a chair or a table, we want to make sure we can provide that space for them. And, you know, just to circumvent any parking problems, honestly. We want to make sure that we can direct people where they need to go if need be, and just so we can be best prepared to invite everybody in with open welcome arms.
Awesome. Erica, tell me about sort of how folks are chosen to get to play on the stage for the Indie Whims.
Yes. So right now we just... So right now, this is our second show where we're inviting outside artists in, outside of our True Productions family. And what people can do in order to be considered, they can send a direct message to us on Instagram, which again is at @troop_productions on Instagram. And we will look at their stuff. We always encourage artists when they come to bring merch so that they can really spread the message about their music, about their artistry at the show itself as well.
Cool. And let's remind folks again where they can go to find out more about Indie Whims.
Yes. Troop Productions on Instagram, which is @troop_productions. Or you can head over to KeeganJamesMusic.com/events to RSVP.
Awesome. And they can reach out to any of you guys.
Yes.
Say hi.
We're all on Instagram. And you'll see our faces all over the Troop Instagram. But again, it's Shannon Taya, Hunter Frost, Arelli, Keegan James, Nocturne, and myself, Erica Rose.
Awesome. Erica, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Chris. This was so much fun.
Yeah, we're very excited. The next Indie Whims is April 24th at September's 2. Kai McClinton, Curious Comet, that's Nikki and Curious Comet, mm-hmm. right? And Erica Rose.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Gonna
we're
be
so excited. We hope to see you all there.
Yeah. Now, before I let you go, you mentioned something about a video coming.
Oh, I did.
You got this cool song called California. What's going on?
Well, like I said, I can't keep a secret. So I actually have had this music video filmed and recorded for a couple of months, and I wanted to do something to celebrate my Eddie's nomination. So as a little gift to everyone that's been supporting, I have a music video coming out for California. Maybe before, maybe after the Eddies. I haven't decided yet, but I can't keep a secret, so I'm starting to tell everyone. So here we go. It's going to come out, I guess that means.
There you go. That's fantastic, Erica. You're awesome.
Thank you, Chris. This is so much fun.